It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than drinking a COVID colada. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast or whatever it says on that page. I don't know. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on Facebook.
Sorry.
Is that you?
That was me, yeah.
I am your host, Davin Roseblatt. I'm joined on the phone by the man who is the Dr. Doolittle of Deer, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. And the petter of pussy poop shoots, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
We're back. We're live. I'm working hurt right now. I'm working hurt. We're going to try to grind through this. I am a little short on breath.
Uh-oh.
I'm all right. I just got to grind through this. I'm going to let you guys actually talk very soon. On the show, a North Carolina. You know what, Pip? I got it. This is rough. It's rough right now. It'll pass, but it's rough. On the show, a North Carolina sheriff will not enforce an executive order for social distancing in churches. A California businessman refuses to allow people to wear masks inside his business. Drunks in the news in Wisconsin. The bars are open and everybody's packed in. No masks or social distancing. There's also beer fairies. Coors hooks up an old lady. And are mosh pits a thing of the past? Okay. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Tracy, Ron, Walter. Yeah, man. Having a little time breathing right now. This will pass. I know what it is, but it's kind of a grind. It's kind of hard to talk.
Well, what do you got? You got allergies?
I got a cock. No. Yeah. When you get older, sometimes you eat too fast. Like when I eat proteins too fast, it kind of gets stuck. I don't want to really get like all graphic and all. I certainly don't want to start the show that way. But yeah, man, not every chicken crosses the road is all I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, so I'm trying to grind through that.
You ate a bad chicken. Huh?
No, the chicken was fine. I just ate it too quick.
Oh,
yeah.
That's some old age bullshit right there.
What are you, a fucking wolf? What's the matter with you?
Because I had a couple of minutes and I knew this was going to happen, but this is really, whatever.
You should have had dinner at 3 o'clock.
All right, thank you, stupid. I was arguing with you about Gilligan's Island at 3 o'clock. I didn't have time. All right.
I noticed.
All right. You know what, Pip? I'm going to let you, because you said you had stuff going on. I'm going to let you start, and I will be right back.
Okay. So now you know that today was my first day back in the office.
So how'd that go?
Yeah. You know, I was really anxious about it, and it went okay, but it was really weird because there aren't a lot of people in the building right now. But this this committee of three people come into the office and start measuring for a partition between me and my workmates' desks. And I'm like, okay, this is really weird. But I'm trying to picture, because nobody said anything about it. And my boss didn't say anything about it. And all of a sudden, like, you know, the three of them are there discussing it. Like, well, clearly, I have no say in the matter, but I'm like, so what are they going to do? So my workmate was home, and she's like, well, are they talking about when I have to come in? And what, they're going to put a wall between us? And I'm like, apparently. And I don't know if it's going to be a half wall, it's going to be a sheet of plexiglass. I don't know what is going there. But so we're both, like, trying to figure out what we think. And my boss comes out and goes, you know, Supervisor Karen, she said, oh, I heard they were in here measuring. And I'm like, yeah. And she said, so I said, so they're going to put a wall here? And she goes, yeah, it would be good for you guys to have some privacy. And I'm like, privacy in this little space? Yeah, right.
All right, I am back. I was briefly, Pip, why are you back? I know you're back at work. Why are you back at work? I'm sorry if you already said.
Yeah, you know, well, kind of the long and the short of it is that what I do is not like, I'm not like a high-functioning member of the team.
You're not a high-functioning member of any team.
What's that? I know. This is true.
All right, well, I'm going to sum it up real quick. Basically, Pip is an office worker, and she's been doing her job from home on the computer,
yeah,
like most office workers have been doing over the past couple of months. And then she got called in back to the office real quick. If you're not if you don't listen to the show every week, Pip's boss is a real Karen, a real pain in the friggin' ass. Nuts.
Oh, she's mega Karen.
But you're not saving lives. You're not doing open heart surgery.
No.
You're not. So I'm just trying. You can do what you do at home. You could do what you do in the office at home, right?
The thing is, yes.
Okay.
But. It requires cooperation, and this is what's not happening.
Cooperation? As I recall, that you got cooperation. We learned that shit on Sesame Street.
Well, so there's stuff that I have to do that means that it comes into the office, it has to get to me, but I need to see the papers. So somebody has got to scan the stuff to me. And then that stuff has to go with other stuff to another department. And if the two things don't match up, then all kinds of hijinks ensue, and everyone gets cranky and crazed. And the stuff is not matching when it gets to the other department. Not my fault, because I can only see and do part of it from home. It needs the cooperation of the people who are in the building. And nobody is there full-time. And the two people that are trading off doing it have two different ways of doing it. So it's become a shit show, basically.
But do you have to be in the office every day for this?
I have to be in the office every day.
This is the dumbest thing I've heard.
I know.
Now you work in New Jersey, and New Jersey is under still under lockdown.
I don't work in New Jersey.
Well, New York is definitely under lockdown.
Yeah, I'm in New York.
So they're not supposed to be making you go in. Plus, you have health issues, and your husband has health issues.
No, he doesn't. He's just old.
Well, that's a health issue for this thing.
I know.
No, but he's.
Well, in New York, you have to run. You have to run half staff. You have to have like half capacity. So basically, in my day program, everybody is working from home. Four of us are working at the office. They're working on bringing us back in. But however, they were measuring two today, where we have what we call the sales pit, and basically it's all the cubicles there. They're going to make like space it out. We bought the building across the street, which had offices, and we were going to rent those offices out. But they're thinking of setting up half our staff in those offices. So you know, it's starting back up, but you know, it's a slow pace.
Is there any reason, Pip, why you have to be in that office every day? Say that you're the only one who can collate this nonsense. Does that have to be every day?
Yes.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm not happy, but I mean, I do see that it is going awry. Do I wish that people could like just do what they're supposed to do? Yes.
Well, why isn't that happening?
It's not their job.
Why isn't getting shit right their job?
Well, this whole process is my job. But I had to depend on people to do parts of it for me, get me the information, and then move it over to where it's supposed to go. And apparently tried different ways of doing it. It's not, people are not competent to do it.
What happens if you bought a fax machine? Could they fax it to you?
No, it's not that. It's fax or scan. It just seems to be a problem that, because it comes in piecemeal, and nobody can seem to figure out that you have to, like, mark what stuff has already been sent. Don't send it twice. Don't mix it in with this other stuff.
You know, this is shit that high school kids do on summer break. This is meaningless clerical work. This is shit I used to do.
Yeah.
And so you work with people who are getting paid, you know, adult wages, and they can't do this shit.
Well, it's not their job. You know, they're doing part of what my job is because I wasn't physically there.
I don't know.
So they decided, okay, we tried this. This is not working. And we have, once everything breaks loose, we are going to be running a promotion of sorts.
Promotion.
And we have to be in full steam. We can't have this mess to untie.
I know what you do. I don't know how protective you are of what you do, but I don't know how that business could run a promotion.
Well...
But still, you know what, Pip? I think it's a good idea that you are going back in, because basically, if things are still having a rough time, you can always tell them, look, I'm here trying to get everything coordinated, so I'm not home, you know? And,
yeah.
And believe me, keeping a paper trail, keeping an orderly paper trail is, very important. There's a major project I've been working on, which was dumped into my lap, and I spent at least 2 hours just getting our profit margin the way my boss had it and the way it was coming out, just so if I got hauled upstairs, you know, everything was there. And I'm glad I did. I took those 2 hours out, because the final payments came in to be signed off on, and everything was dead on the money. So, which made me feel good. So I signed, my boss wanted me to sign off on it, stuff like that, and I did all the legwork. And in a project, the paperwork and the paper trail to it is always important. When I was going for my purchasing degree, I remember the professor always saying, keep a paper trail because it's your ass, and you always just think you sit there and drink coffee, so you need to put the paper trail there. And you don't know how many times I've been hauled in, blah, 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 here's the paperwork. All right, get out of here. You know, to be hands-on, there's nothing worse than when you're doing something and you're depending on other people to do something when it's your ass. It's like, if I do something, I have to send it to a factory. I did everything I can, and you just send it to the factory. I'm like, okay, they said they're going to handle it. There's nothing more I could do. So, I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I'm not happy, but I can't see any way out of it, because it's just, you know, trying to fine-tune it and get other people to do what, you know, you could just so simply do it if you were there yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as to the point where, you know, I have somebody who's, you know, she's competent, but she's not great. And when you have things that you need sent to you, and it's like, well, the other part of the piece of the information I needed was on the other side of that envelope. And, you know, it's like, you could flip it over and scan me that too. It's like, is it that friggin' hard? But it is, apparently. So,
It's tough, like when they were like, for argument's sake, literally. While Davin and I were arguing about Gilligan's Island, the other thing that was taking up my time was an agreement that was made between the sales manager and a customer, which nobody told me about, and there was a loose end on that, which the guy is telling me I'm wrong, and it's due to a promotion, and I'm reading it there, you know, and I'm getting pissed off. Because, you know, it's something that I wasn't privy to. I find out secondhand. I have to figure the thing out, you know, and you get pissed off. If I was let in from the beginning on what was going on, I would have had all the ducks in the line, you know. So, yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. Our mega Karen just decides things are going to be, like, for example, there's this one income stream that we have, and we were using this one software to do it. And it was working fine. For some reason, she had a bug up her ass about that particular software. No, no, we have to do it my way. So she implemented a new software, and they are collecting fees from us for that the other one didn't. And it's like, great going, Karen. And she goes, oh, no, that's not supposed to happen. Yeah, well, it is. And I love it when it's like something she screwed up, oh, we're not supposed to talk about it. But if it's something I screw up, oh, God.
Well, don't worry, because you got her, you know, she's the supervisor. She's got her bosses overlooking her where it looks like she couldn't run a Kool-Aid stand. And plus, when you find out, when they're looking at the profit margin and finding out that an expense ledger that she's laying out for a program that you had the other one for free and now you're paying on this, it doesn't look good on her. She's got her foot in couch here.
Yeah, she's either going to get promoted. She's either going to get promoted or get fired. That's what's going to happen with Karen.
I really have a hard time picturing where else she would fit in the hierarchy, so I don't think she's going to get a promotion.
I'll be right back.
She's just going to sink or she's going to swim, because Mega Karen has a huge ego, and that's part of her problem, is that she's just so sure of herself and how great she is that when she makes mistakes, she kind of goes, and, you know, she needs help from somebody else. It's a miracle to me when she actually asks for it, because she is so sure of herself. But she just, like Davin said, you know, she stuck her foot in mud today, and I'm waiting to see how she digs herself out of this. It's just one of those things, like, she just had to have it her way. She fixed it when it wasn't broke. And now it is broken. And it's like, what'd you do? Why did you do that? If I did that, God.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's like I said, with that one thing, there was a program that was being used that was fine, and now let's use this program. We're not supposed to be paying enough. Well, who agreed to it? Who signed off on it and didn't read the fine print that there is a, you know, that there is a fee, you know? And if you're not looking, if there's a fee, what else are you not looking at, you know?
Yeah. Well, this sort of stuff happens a lot. Well, she just, like, bull in a china shop, runs into things and decides, this is the way we're going. Come on, kids. And we all trample over teacups behind her and, you know.
What are you going to do?
That's the thing, is that there is nothing to do. And she was one of the two people that was sending me stuff, and she would send me stuff, and it's like, did you really look at it before you scanned it? You know what I need. Like, the other person doesn't, and they're doing it as a favor. But she knows what I need, and it's like, could you please just send me what I need? Why are you making my life so fucking hard?
Because I paid her to. I paid her to make your life hard.
Yeah, that is her job.
I do it for free, but other people want wages.
I know. She's getting paid a lot to make my life hard.
All right,
Devin, you missed the point about that we're getting a divider in my office between me and my workmate.
When you guys come back, we're going to have a divider here, too.
Yeah, are we?
Yeah, it won't be plexiglass. It'll be fucking a brick wall. I'm not worried about germs. I just like not seeing you.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think the same.
It's like the third little pig. He's going to make something out of brick.
Yeah, I'm going to make something out of hay.
Yeah, I'll make something out of wood.
All right, guys. I want to take a walk down memory lane with you. Because I'm writing this book about my experiences with scamming and educational and what I've done. I'm on the chapter where I'm writing about how I got into this. Now, Pip, as you recall, maybe you don't, but I was talking to Flory Howard on Facebook, who was my first scamming girlfriend. Do you remember that?
Oh, sure.
And as that was happening, I actually messaged you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
What were you thinking when I messaged you? Because I was asking Pip, hey, this is kind of weird. I don't know what this is. Do you think I'm talking to this girl who doesn't seem right? There's something wrong here. I don't know exactly what this is, but I it's kind of funny. What do you think about bringing this to the radio? Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember thinking that it was a good idea because you were like, let me just talk to her and see how it goes. I was only afraid that because I didn't know what her... Like, you seem to be saying that she doesn't sound that smart, but, you know, we didn't know enough about scammers, and at the time, I thought most scammers were equivalent to hackers, and I was just afraid that they would be able to get into your computer or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, so you gave me the go-ahead, and
yeah.
I did not consult Joe about it, which was the wise thing to do in retrospect. Now, I remember the night we brought it to the air. We were still at Anthony's compound. And Anthony was part of our show. And Anthony was drinking. Joe, were you drinking that night?
Afterwards.
No, I'm talking about during. Because I know at some point I had to stop you from drinking and say no more drinking during the show. But I don't know if that was before or after that.
I don't know. It was when I drank.
It is everything, though.
Now, I recall...
I'll tell you the truth. Ironic is I start drinking when we do the scammer stuff when I'm at home.
Wonderful.
Ah, that explains so much.
Now, I was listening to part of that show, and everybody was participating. But as my memory recalls... Anthony was getting perpetually drunk, and young girls came, women came over. Did that happen?
I don't remember any women being there during the show. Maybe his one girlfriend was around, but in the background, I'm not sure about that. I just remember that, that you were reading the stuff and he was going nuts that you were reading.
Who was going nuts?
Anthony.
Was he? I didn't. What do you mean he was going nuts?
Remember,
Me. That was me going nuts because it was long and drawn out, and the chat room was telling us we were leaving in droves.
Well, they were. I mean, I don't remember the chat room leaving in droves. I just remember that Anthony was being like, "Oh, you're reading so much," and then. You were also going, oh, this is too much. Are you almost done? You were both cracking on him how long it took.
It was. It was long drawn out. It was torture.
Well, no, because I was listening to it. There was actually a lot of laughter in the room. So.
I enjoyed it.
No, but I mean Joe and Anthony, too, were cracking jokes. And there was
laughter.
They
were.
What'd you say?
Whatever it takes.
Because we were drunk.
So you were drinking. He was so drunk he doesn't remember.
I don't remember Joe drinking. I do remember Anthony had beer.
I feel like Anthony left about halfway through.
He did. He did leave part of the way through, yeah.
So what was your your recollection, Joe, was that it was long. What was your recollection, Pip?
No, it was long, but the thing was that you needed to explain what was happening. You know what? You guys always tease me because of how long I talk when I tell a story, so I'm not the best one to judge, but I thought that the exposition was necessary to set the stage.
I'll be right back. You guys keep going. I'll be
right back. Okay.
Right.
So I don't know. Yes. I mean, how well do you remember that first one, Joe?
I remember that there was him and I had a humongous argument after the show. Because I was losing interest, and I'm looking at the chat, and the chat was we were losing listeners in droves, and I just felt that segment was so long and drawn out, and just dragging and dragging. Now you got to remember that we're on Anthony's platform, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's a reflection on his platform on a show that he's putting on. So I'm not only looking out for Davin's Den. I'm respectful that Anthony put me on live from the compound, you know, and the compound show, and I know what the patience level of his listeners, which there is none, and this bit is being dragged out and dragged out and dragged out and dragged out, and it's going too long, you know?
I see what you mean.
And to tell you the truth, sometimes I think we drag it out too long till this day, you know? But
drag it out? We do it in 30 minutes. What are you talking about, drag it out?
It should be, in my opinion, it should be no more than 15 minutes. That's just my opinion. I also think I'm handsome too, you know. So I could, you know. But that's my opinion. My opinion, for the amount of reading and everything, is I think it still is too long. Sometimes it goes on too long. I think that segment should be no longer than 15 minutes because it starts to drag out.
Yeah. Then I say I'm going to wrap it up. And you guys, go a little bit more.
Yeah. But even so, even if we do, it's, you know, I don't think the segment should be more than 15 minutes.
Can't get to anything in 15 minutes.
Okay.
So, now, as I recall, it started off well, and then it got worse with Anthony and Joe, and Pip was by my side. You guys remember that?
Well, I was asking questions.
No, but I mean you were keeping the bit alive.
Yeah.
So then Joe and I had a knockdown drag-out fight afterwards.
Yeah, he said that just as he stepped away.
Oh, of course. Typical Joe. Wait till I'm fucking gone to start shit.
But you remember what happened.
Well, I'm trying to get your memory. See,
behind your back, you were there.
I understand, but I'm trying to... As I recall, we were arguing that you felt it was too long.
Yes.
All right.
And he still stands by that.
Let me explain myself. You know what? Let me delve into this. Because basically, and the reason I did, I felt that it was dragging on and it was too long. Now, not only are we doing Davinson, we're also on the Live from the Compound platform with Anthony's fans, who were kind of representing that platform. And I know the patience level of his fans, and I'm like, this is going on too long. We got to get out of this. It's too long. And that was my major thing. Not for nothing.
Hold on. These are the fans that wished on New Year's Eve or Christmas, I forget, that you have a stroke. You gave a shit what they think about? They wished a stroke on you. You can't. These are the same animals that scrolled a whole bunch of swastikas down the chat room. You care what they think about?
Yeah, you know why?
Oh, God, no. Who cares?
Now, stop it. Hear me out on this. If we're right now on this show, this is Davinson, it's on our platform, this is our deal. If people start coming in on our chat and start doing that, you know, screw it, I don't care, this is our gig. When we, at that day, we're on live from the compound, we're trying to build a fan base on Anthony's platform. The feedback we're getting, and with the anticipation, is growing the show on that platform. If we're in a segment that is dragging and we're getting all this heat that day, what are we doing, blah, 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 let's cut this and move on to something else.
Yeah, but they hated everything we did. That was the problem, Joe. They hated you. They hated Pip. They hated me. They hated everybody that was not Anthony or Jim Norton. They hated everything that they weren't spoon-fed. That's the real.
They mostly hated me.
But that's like any new show, okay? On any platform, like any, you know.
No, it's like not. It's not like any new show on any platform.
When Opie and Anthony started on NEW. They got so much hate mail and hate, this sucks, get it off, blah, blah, blah. And it took Howard Stern ripoff, it took them time to start to,
but
for people to realize these guys are a band and to build a fan.
They were a talk show.
They were doing the same thing.
They were a talk show on a classic rock station. Of course people are going to be pissed off. I want more Creedence Clearwater. We don't hear enough Led Zeppelin. What will we do if we don't hear Led Zeppelin in these four hours? Our minds will be blown. We don't get enough Boston. Why are these guys talking? Well, they played Boston. It's not the same. It's not more than a feeling. More Boston. Yeah, that's why they got shit.
The come on, stupid. The thing is that why isn't Anthony on? What's this? What, you know, we're trying to get a chance to try to put, you know, to sway these people to us, you know, doing the bits, going back and forth. We had a lot of good stuff on there. Sensei Russ coming in with the karate and all this other
stuff. We had a ton of good shit, and they hated it all. They hated everything.
But you know what? The thing about it is, with that is like, if you could just justify it, it doesn't bother you. I'll give you an example. I had on the Election Day show, I was looking at Reddit one day, on the Election Day
Well, there was your first mistake.
Anthony's show. They're like, I don't know why Joe Curry's not on. He's not being funny. He's not doing this. Why don't they have Gino come on? Why is Joe Curry on it? Because what happened was I got some of the best comics in the country ripping back and forth. And my whole thing is I had to go, you know, I said to myself, if I try to get jokes aside and it's not coming naturally and trying to get, you know, in with these guys, I'm going to fucking stomp on my dick. If I go from the political angle with analysis, I stand a better chance. So when that could go, you know, you're not being funny, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I wasn't. And but I know what I was doing, and I don't have a problem, you know, I don't have a problem with that. When that night, I felt that the bit was boring and was dragging on.
If you listen to the clips, which I have, there's a lot of laughter in there. Everybody's cracking jokes. Because it's kind of, I understand what you're saying, it was long and it was new, but there's a lot of laughter in those clips, because I was listening to them, because I have to do this for the book, because I don't remember it that well. There's a lot of laughter. I think if you go back and listen to those clips, you'll see how funny this shit was.
Is it clips that I did?
Yes!
All right, you can understand something when I do these clips. I have to take this meandering and make it concise and funny. Okay?
And yet you struggle with it.
At least 2 hours going through this stuff, so when I get it done, it's moving, it's flowing, I started with the beginning, and I try to end it on a laugh. So that was the editing on my part, where I sat there and I'm like, all right, I got to get this to the point, try to get some, get some points, make it last 8 minutes, and then get out.
No, these were 2 minutes. These were like 3 minutes. These were 2-3 minutes. No, but there was a lot of laughs in there. What I'm saying is, where it's long and meandering, it might have been longer, but as Pip said, you had to do exposition because nobody knew what this was. This was the first time. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew. Did you know what a romance scammer was at that moment? I didn't.
No.
All I knew was it was just dragging and dragging and dragging. Okay. Now look, not for nothing. It has served us well. I'm not going to say, well, it was a complete disaster, total waste of time. I don't even know why we did. I mean, it got us an American Greed. It exposed the lawsuit. It got, you know, you've been consulted by the Pentagon on scamming the soldiers. So, I'm not saying, you know, it's a waste of time. My whole critique that night was it was just droning on and on and on and on. And on a platform like Anthony's, you got to be short and sweet and get to the point. That was my whole argument that night. That's why we had that big blow. And, I mean, it was a nasty fucking fight after that show.
It was a nasty fight, but you lost that argument. Yeah. And here we are, thankfully. Thank God I didn't listen to you.
Okay, well, look, I still think the segment's too long.
I don't think it's too long. I think when we keep it at 30, it's good. If we go more than 30, it's usually because you guys want more.
If it ends up in the middle of a cliffhanger.
Well, that's what it always is. There's always cliffhangers. There's always nonsense going on. I've never given you one yet where it's just, I think these two kids are going to make it. This seems like a normal, healthy relationship. I've never given you that.
It's not possible with what we're doing.
Of course it is. How dare you? I just might be a little self-destructive, but it's possible.
We have never done
30 or 45 minutes or 20 minutes of, these two kids are in love and I think this is sincere. That's never happened. There's always fucked up shit going on.
Always.
But like I said, I think it should be no longer than 15 minutes. I always felt it goes too long, and I still feel it that way. You're the boss. I'm an employee, you know. Sometimes I just put my note in the suggestion box.
Nah, I think 30's good. I mean, unless you guys want to, you know, do some actual work and create more topics and shit, that would be nice. Because
we should do more. I feel we should be doing, you know, a couple of more. Like I said, it's my 2 cents. If you two feel you want to do that, I mean, so be it. I mean, it's a democracy. Well, not really. But
nope, not anymore. It's not. It most certainly is not a democracy. It's a democratic republic, motherfucker. And I win the Electoral College. I got California, New York, and Texas. You have Maine. It's noted. You have Maine. Pip has North Dakota, but I got the big states.
Okay.
I thought I had Rhode Island.
You have Rhode Island, Pip. You know why you have Rhode Island? Because you stuck with me on that first night. That's why you have Rhode Island, Pip. Joe will never have Rhode Island.
I'm just trying to keep a show on a platform and, you know, and build it. You know, what do you want out of, you know? I'm just trying to, you know, keep look out for the interest of the Anthony's plan. You got to understand something, okay? Anthony and you are one of my two closest friends, okay? And sometimes I walk a fine line where I got, you know, at there, I got to look out for Ant's interest. I got to look out for your interest, you know. And it's a tough, like I said, when we did Joe Cumia's show, you know, Joe's one of my best friends in the world. So are you. I felt so awful. We had that, gotten that big debate, and you were green.
No, I thought I was red or purple.
You know?
I was green with envy. That's what I was.
Yeah. You know?
All right, but you guys basically remember how I had it. None of us knew what the hell that was, though. We didn't know how long that was going. We were doing it in real time. I mean, it was so real time, we would call her during the show.
Yeah, it was really like learning on the fly. Like, there was no guidebook for this.
No, I mean, now I know how this shit's going to turn out most of the time. Not always.
Yeah.
But most of the time, which is why I always like making wagers on this shit. But
yeah,
because I know how it's going
to
be.
We've been doing this bit a long time. I mean, I listened to the clips.
2012?
I'm sorry?
2012?
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, because
I remember, you know, I'll listen to stuff when I'm doing the editing, and I'll make a comment, and it was like about Joanne doing this. I'm like, my God. I remember.
Hey, Joanne's in the chat room, Joe. Say hello.
Hello. You know. Tell me also, if you're in the chat room, just tell her I don't need a new phone. So she's trying to sell me BIOS. I'm fine with Verizon, all right? Let me
look. BIOS is Verizon, you moron.
Oh, well, then I got Verizon. Then I got BIOS.
BIOS is like cable.
I got regular cable. I got Optimum.
Yeah, okay, well. All right, maybe she's trying to help you out. Maybe she's trying to save you some bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe's like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to spite spend.
Spite spend.
I know I like to save dollars every time I can, but this is my ex with a suggestion. Nay, nay. I will spend more to prove a point. I will go without HBO and pay twice as much. I have the Discovery Channel, motherfucker. All right. So, listen, I gave you a Fire Stick, a jailbroken Fire Stick. You haven't even set that up, and that shit's free. You know, you could.
No, yeah, and I'm off next week. I might be calling you if I can't figure it out. No, I'm not taking it for granted. I just haven't had the time to set it up.
That's fine.
You know, but it's right behind me. You know, and believe me, that was a very nice gift.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
And you know, so I do want to hook it up, but it's just. With me, with technology, I mean, I gotta do other stuff in front of it. I gotta get my website cooking and this stuff away to the world, and I got all this other stuff. But I want to get that stuff going.
I will walk you through it if need be. Pip has her Fire Stick right next to her 2012 GPS, so that's very exciting. Shit, Pip has not opened up.
The truth, what does it do? Tell you where the British are?
No, it was actually opened up. I gave. That's a really funny line. I just got that. Oh my God! I live in an actual encampment area, so it would say you're already here.
Yeah. You so, Miles Standish. You know.
So this Miles Standish. George Washington slept where you are. He probably did.
You know what? Can we be honest about it? Donald Trump gets a lot of shit for being a whore. Bill Clinton got a lot of shit for being a whore. John F. Kennedy got a lot of shit for being a whore. Let's be honest. George Washington was the first fucking whore. That motherfucker slept everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
It didn't even have to be a nice place. He's like, yeah, I'll sleep here. Nah, with the horses, that's good. I mean, really, he wasn't discerning.
Yeah.
No, but you know who else wasn't discerning is our old friend Ben Franklin.
Oh, well, Ben Franklin ruled. Man, he was a boy. He was a whore.
Ben Franklin was America's original gangster.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
It's like any kind of guy that hops on a rickety old ship and sails across the Atlantic fighting waves and death because he heard that the French chicks are hot. You know, I mean, you got to give it to him.
Well, I mean, his defense, this is way before Zoom, so, you know.
Right. And then he got there, he screwed a bunch of French frauds and said, all right, I'm going to go home and fly a kite.
Well, he's also going to get some diseases, you know. He wasn't exactly wearing he wasn't going to the old rubber tree, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably tied the string to his pecker, figuring if it got hit by lightning, it can't hurt many more than it is.
It was a divining rod.
Maybe it could fry it with 3,000 volts of electricity.
I like how one of the fathers of our country was riddled with STDs.
Yeah.
Who's to say that they aren't having that still?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying that, you know, some of those STDs go to the brain.
are you taking a shot at our beloved commander in chief?
Never.
Okay. Thought you might be.
You know I don't do that.
Because, you know, he's not a doctor. He said that today. He's not a doctor. But he talks to a lot of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's how I got my medical degree. I talk to a lot of them.
Well, I like that I like that better than his Uncle John was a brilliant professor at MIT, so I have a very good, you know, for this stuff.
I have a good brain.
There was stuff that happened this week in the news. Go, I could really make Joe defend this, and I go, no, I don't want to.
I'm not even gonna try.
Yeah, because it gets to the point where it's just indefensible. And if Joe tried to defend it, I would lose complete respect for him. So I don't even want to do it. It's not like a policy thing. It's just like stupid shit that he says that is indefensible and makes no sense at all. And, like, for Joe to be devil's advocate, he'd have to take the devil's pitchfork right up the ass. And I don't want Joe to do that.
I never said a lot of stuff he says wasn't stupid. I mean, he says plenty of stupid shit.
I agree. We agree, Joe. We agree. But he'll say stuff, and I'll go, oh, this will be good. I'm really going to get Joe on this. I go, no, it's not... It's not right. Joe doesn't deserve this. You know, the president's foray into what he thinks testing is about. I could have really been like, no. At least the disinfectant shit was funny.
Yeah, really.
You know, but yeah. But there's always stuff. Just remember, Joe, you piss me off. I'll make a defense of hard fucking shit. I don't care.
Please. You guys can go round and round about Gilligan's Island. You guys can argue about anything.
My point was correct.
Oh, God. It's the big debate. And I'm sitting there, like I said, I had that big order where we're arguing about where discounts are coming from. That's a $24,000 order. And I'm like, all right, I'll be right back with you. Gilligan's Island, you know.
Well, listen.
One thing on my desk is major. This other thing was just, to me was just as major.
Well, listen. I know how important Gilligan's Island is to you.
I never really liked the show.
Oh.
I nearly wasn't a Gilligan's Island fan.
Oh, you are. Yeah, and you call yourself an American? Ugh, get out of here. Go to Russia. Build the wall around your house. You don't get to come into America. How do you not like Gilligan's Island? How dare you?
I never was crazy. But I mean, if it's on, it's on. But I'm not. You know,
if it's on, it's on. Well, if you had Fios, there'd be other things on. But you don't, so.
Well, we should probably explain to the listeners that I had posted a meme today that said something, I'm paraphrasing, that on Gilligan's Island they listen to the professor and not the millionaire. And these two knuckleheads started going at it and arguing about it.
No, well, Joe led off with an erroneous statement. Joe said, well, they never got off the island. And I showed him the video from 1978, the movie, where they did get off the island. And then Joe just kept on trying to deflect and change the topic. But that's all.
But I also came back and said that there should have been clarification on, did it count as the regular series, or did it count as the...
No, it all goes back. It all goes back to your original statement. They never got off the island. That's where your fatal flaw was.
If it's based on the TV series and the TV series only, they never did get off the island.
But it wasn't. But the meme didn't do that. Stupid. You just want to interject that after I caught you. You can't change a meme. Memes are forever, or until somebody hits delete.
It should have been clarified. It did not say it did not.
It wasn't clarified. It was your statement. Your statement was wrong. They got off the island.
I based it on the TV show, which they did not get off the island.
You did not say that. You did not say on the TV show they never got off the island. You're like, well, they never got off the island. You were trying to besmirch the professor.
The meme never mentioned the TV special that was on 14 years later.
The meme didn't mention the series. It said Gilligan's Island, stupid. It's all Gilligan's Island. It could have been one of their adventures with Scooby-Doo. It doesn't matter. It's all Gilligan's Island.
Well, if you interpret it wrong, that's not my problem.
It has no interpretation. It's Gilligan's Island.
You're getting upset because you're wrong.
Pip.
You know what I mean?
Pip. Was his statement erroneous?
Today.
Pip, this will go on. Let me tell you something. If that Florida date sticks and we don't fly in as the car, this argument will go on past the George Washington Bridge and we'll get, like, tired. Probably around Virginia.
All you have to do...
Carolinas.
All you have to do is admit they got off the island. That's all there is. That's all there is.
Oh, God.
And I have the video proof. I have the video proof. They were in Hawaii. Now, what you should argue is, well, they got off that island, but they wound up on another island. So is it really progress? That would have been the nuanced statement, but you did not make that.
Because I'm trying to work another 10% of the $24,000 order. I was a little bit busy at the moment.
Well, not too busy to be wrong.
That was my thought at the time, but basically I based it on the statement that it was the regular TV series and not anything after that.
No, you were wrong. And actually, they did get off the island. Oh. I mean, for short periods of time, they would wind up in the lagoon or someplace, but they got off the island.
The lagoon doesn't count. That's horseshit.
It's not the island. Island's land, stupid.
Oh, no. I would take... See, now, I didn't want to get into this, but I would take issue with you there.
Well, you
because the lagoon...
It.
I know. I didn't know I was starting this shit.
And as you recall, Gilligan went into, like, that haunted mansion or something. He got off the island. They always wound up back at the island because they always fucked up. But they got off the island.
Yeah.
Well, I think that when you say got off the island, it's implied and stayed off.
Yeah, but as I recall, didn't they all decide to go back to the island? Wasn't that the last special they did?
I think they did.
Yeah, like America wasn't working out for them. Regular society wasn't good enough, so they wanted to go back to eating coconuts and working on coconut-powered bicycles and shit like that, as I recall.
Yeah, I think that's what they did. I think they were starting a place on the island or whatever. I don't know.
But they did get off the island. That's all. They got off. They got off, and you know what? They would have been nowhere with the professor, by the way. The professor made it so that they had a decent existence.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yes.
Well, maybe he could have fixed the hole. If he was able to fix the hole in the boat, it would have been a lot.
He's a fucking professor, not a boat maker, you dumbass. When the hell does a professor have to be a carpenter, too? Make boats. That makes no sense.
You sell out a fucking coconut, you can't patch a hole in a boat.
He made a coconut radio. You make a coconut radio. You can't make a coconut radio. Different skill sets. Different skill sets. So the people who find the vaccine for COVID-19 should also be able to fix your car? No! Nay, nay! Nay, nay!
You know what? Let me tell you something. If that rubber flex guy was there with that spray foam rubber shit, he would have been right off.
But he wasn't there.
That's the guy that should have been on the boat.
Well, he wasn't on the three-hour tour.
He should have been.
Well, he wasn't, Joe. We're working with what we have. We got a professor, a skipper, a fucking retard. We got a hot country chick, a pseudo cock tease movie star, an old greedy guy, and his wife. And let's be honest, Thurston Howell III could have done better than Lovey. If he had all that money, he could have done better than Lovey.
Well, don't forget they were both old. You know, she might have been a piece of ass back in the day.
Look at our president. Look at our president. He's an old millionaire. He's got a younger piece of ass. Why not Thurston Howell III? Why only Donald Trump?
Because he watched Gilligan's Island and learned not what to do.
What?
No, because he was loyal.
Oh, Pip, oh, ow. That was a shot.
God forbid.
It was a Let's be honest. If Donald Trump was on that island, he's banging Ginger, Marianne, and the professor. Let's be honest about it.
Marianne would have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, well, not, you know.
The Lovey too.
Yeah, no, he would have. You know why? Because he would have subsidized her parents' farm. So she would have had to, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah, you got a point.
Marianne would have played ball.
It definitely would have been under, you know, I can't think of the word I want, but it would have been under duress.
No. Nay. Would have been mutual.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. I'll tell you one thing, though.
She's a good girl.
I'll tell you what, if Trump was on that island, he wouldn't have to fucking paint himself orange. He could get a natural tan.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He could just eat whatever it is that the flamingos eat that turns them pink.
No, he would starve because they were basically eating, like, coconuts, bananas, and papaya, and he's like a carnivore. He would starve.
Oh, yeah. What would be there to eat?
Nothing. He would not be, to quote the Speaker of the House, morbidly obese. He would not be that.
And to that point, how did the skipper keep all that weight on?
That's a very good point. How many coconuts do you have to be 300 pounds?
Yeah, really? You would have figured he lost weight.
No.
Yeah, he didn't drop it out. Even the people on Survivor, you know, they start, like, dropping it drastically because there's nothing to friggin' eat. And he managed to stay, like, completely fat and happy.
You know what? They were eating a lot of coconut cream pies.
I guess so, but I can't imagine that they had that much to go around.
Where are they getting where are they getting the dairy for that?
Probably coconut milk.
Oh, okay. I thought they were like milking one of the girls.
I don't think it works that way.
Oh yeah, they didn't show you everything. They didn't show you everything on Gilligan's Island. They only had 22 minutes. So
they would have had to knock one of them up for them to be able to be milked.
You don't know what happened. What happened in between seasons. You know, they only showed you a little snippet of their life.
Yeah, well, where's the kid?
Oh, what do you mean, where's the kid? They ate him. How do you think the skipper got so fat?
That's what it was.
Yep.
Actually, he was just carrying the baby to term for one of them. He was a surrogate.
All right. Yeah. All right, speaking of a weird relationship, shall we do a little 90 Day Fiancé?
Yes.
Have you guys started watching yet?
No.
No.
You guys suck. All right. Let's go back to Ed and Rosemary. As you recall, Ed is like the dude who's like 52 or 53, 54. He's like 4'11", no neck, all girth. And Rosemary's this hot little 23-year-old Filipino girl who has like a 5-year-old son, Prince, and lives in a hovel. And as we've brought this to you over the weeks, if you watch the show, you know this, but as we've brought you to this over the weeks, Ed is the rudest, dumbest idiot and constantly does things to piss off this girl that, quite frankly, if not for living in the hovel and wanting to come to America, is honestly out of their league. Out of the league. As I said, they look like the number 10 together, but not the regular 10, the Texas Instruments version where the circle is kind of a square. That's what they look like. So they start talking on Facebook. I think it was on Facebook. And I guess the conversation of kids comes up early. And Rosemary wants more kids. Now, Ed's got like a 29-year-old daughter who he's raised. And you know, they got the 5-year-old son, Prince. Ed doesn't want any more kids. He doesn't tell Rosemary this. He's actually planning on getting a vasectomy when he comes back from the Philippines. He's made an appointment. But he breaks it to her in their little vacation, because quite frankly, Ed didn't want to sleep in the hovel with the family anymore. Can't say I blame him. But
right.
He breaks it to Rosemary on vacation, that that he does not want to have kids. After all the insults and all the nonsense, there's something else to talk about with Ed, and this is what he has to talk about. How do you think Rosemary took it?
Not good.
Not well.
No, she did not. No, she did not.
Oh no, that's like deal breaker stuff.
Is it deal breaker stuff?
Yeah, totally.
So you got to be upfront with somebody right away, right?
About whether you're gonna want to have kids or not. I mean, you can both be like, oh, I'm not sure. Let's see how it goes. But and that's fine because you know if you get pregnant, you end up going, oh, okay, well, you know, we'll deal with it. But when people are adamant that they don't want kids and the other person really wants them, done. We're done here.
Rosemary really won. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, it should be brought up. Yeah, but I think it's a deal breaker.
Well, so did Rosemary.
I knew it.
She walked away. She came back. She's like, you're rude. You're ba-ba-ba. You don't tell me. Ba-ba-ba. Boom. Packs her shit up. Goes. Ed comes back to the room, wants to talk to her. There's no Rosemary. There's no Rosemary to talk to. He's just got an empty room.
She just packs her shit and goes.
I mean, you got to be really bad when you got like when your girl lives in a hovel. And I'm being a little insulting to hovels, if I may.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean, because they don't even really have walls. Like the ceiling isn't complete, and the walls aren't complete. There's holes everywhere. It rains inside.
Wow.
I've seen better structures built on Naked and Afraid.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that's where she's living. Ed's your meal ticket to America, baby. At the worst, you're getting a house. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're letting that old guy lay on top of you for a while. But we've all slept with people that we shouldn't have slept with, and there was no payoff at the end. So you suck.
You know what? I think in this case, I think she'd rather wake up with a tarantula on top of her than this guy.
Yes, that's what happened because the tarantula is lighter.
Yeah.
How
really?
You have to be such an ugly American, and I don't mean physically wise, such an ugly American where this girl's like, you know what, I'm out of here. Back to the hovel.
Yeah.
So then
that's terrible.
Let's do this one. Have we talked about Ash and Avery before?
No.
I think we might have. I think we touched a little bit on them last week.
So Ash is
beautiful, right?
Ash is Ash is like 38, 39 years old, really good looking guy. He's built, so you know he's not wearing a shirt all the time.
Yeah. That's true.
You know they're having conversations where he just came out of the shower and his pecs are glistening and he's got a towel wrapped around him loosely. You know the producer said, a little less clothing, please. You know that shit happened.
Yeah.
And Avery is 32, and she's a good-looking girl. She seems a lot more mature in this relationship, even though Avery is the relationship coach, who's all of his clients, is, for the most part, is one-on-one training, and they're all, like, single women. So Avery does not like that, as you would imagine.
Right.
So Ash gets this opportunity to speak at a lecture. So it's more. He really looks at it as a really good opportunity. You know, more people, more money. Plus, TLC's filming. So if this goes really well, when he comes to America, you know, hopefully he can really have this relationship coaching thing go. Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, listen, the best laid plans of mice and men and Ed, and in this case Ash, it does not go well. It is, he is basically like, men think this way, women think this way, men are like this, women are like that.
Oh, that's not, oh, no.
And the women there are not having it.
Yeah.
They are grilling him, and Ash is melting. Ash does something I've never seen before. Ash calls a timeout in the middle of the lecture.
Oh, my God.
So Ash walks away, Avery comes to talk to him, try to calm him down. It's going horribly wrong. Ash regroups, goes back in for the lecture. He's like, I'm sorry, I had to compose myself. This is what I'm trying to say, and makes it worse.
Oh, no.
He is failing. He is failing in front of all these people that he hopes he's being clients. He's failing in front of his girlfriend, who, you know, they're just actually together for the first time. So he's failing in front of her, and he's failing in front of the film crew who's fucking recording every damn minute of this shit.
Oh, painful.
It's like a comic eating his dick when he gets his Tonight Show premiere. That's what it's like.
Right. Yeah.
That's very not good.
Thank you, Joe. You're such a wordsmith. Very not good. The worst. Failing bigly. That's the type of sentence Joe just gave us. Yes.
Yeah, he was failing bigly.
Yes, he was failing bigly. Okay. So this goes horribly, horribly wrong. You know you ate your dick. This is like one of the worst days of your life, I'm guessing, because this was supposed to be your big opportunity. You got the love of your life there. You do it on TV. They're not editing that shit out.
No, they're loving it.
So they go outside. Ash is very distraught, as you would imagine. Avery, well, how do you think Avery responds?
I'm not sure. Like, it's going to be okay. I guess it's going to be all right.
That would be nice. That would be nice, right?
Yeah.
Maybe rub his shoulders?
Yeah.
Rub his back?
Yeah.
Look into his eyes?
It's okay. You'll get another shot.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
Shit.
Avery is grilling Ash now. Is that what you really think about women? And Ash doesn't really have answers for this right now. Because Ash, what the fuck just happened to the screen? That's weird.
You're pixelating.
Yeah, the picture just went out. That's really weird.
You've been pixelating for a little bit, but it comes back.
Because right now I just have a black screen.
Oh.
Are you seeing a black screen?
No, I'm seeing you yapping with Tasmanian Devil on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking Facebook. Anyway, let me know if the picture goes out, because I'm looking at
it. Oh, there it goes.
All right.
Interrupted.
All right. Hold on. Let me end this. Fucking Facebook. Let me end this. Yes, I want
to. Don't bite the hand that's currently feeding us, please.
It's not feeding us shit. What are you talking about?
I know. There it goes back on. You're waving your hands again.
I don't know what happened.
I know you're stuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
With a really silly look on your face.
All right. Yeah, at ease, you whore.
It's every once in a while when I'm doing the videos for Instagram, it'll like stop for a second, and I'm like, oh, that's really the expression that I want broadcast all over the place. I'm so happy about doing this in the first place. And then all of a sudden it's like, hoo, 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 hoo. That's my image I want to send out. Great.
All right, let's get this thing back live again. All right, okay. Back live. It's so fucking stupid. So Avery is all in Ash's face, needing to know at this very minute how Ash really looks at women and relationships. And she's arguing with him. She's like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. And Ash is, this is probably not the best time to have this conversation to Ash.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's like, he had like bases loaded and he whiffed in a big game. And it's like, now you want to have the argument?
So they have a big fight. So then it's the next day. And Ash thinks that she should have been more supportive and been sensitive to his distress. Avery thinks she needs to know how Ash really thinks about gender characteristics and traits and roles. And she was not willing to wait. So the fight got worse. So now I've had similar situations, you know, where you have a bad set and then your significant other, in this case my girlfriend or my wife, same person, doesn't fucking matter. we just like pick a fight, and you're like, really now? We got to do this now? Didn't you just see me eat my dick? I have indigestion. I ate a lot of dick tonight.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's not isolate that. But
I know.
But I feel Avery was in the wrong. No matter how mortified she is by Ash, you gotta pick your spots. Your man is down, he's wounded, he probably wants to kill himself, and quite frankly, it'd be a much better outcome, certainly for ratings, but as long as he does it shirtless.
Yeah.
But I feel Avery was completely wrong to jump on Ash at that moment.
Yes.
You agree?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yep.
Terrible timing. You know, like, pick your moment. Damn.
Like, Pip, have you ever jumped on, like, Mr. Helix after, like, a bad set?
No.
Good woman.
No, I can say no.
Joe, have you ever been attacked after a bad set by a significant other?
No, not really, because I'm in no mood.
I understand that, but neither was Ash.
Yeah. No.
All right. So, all right. Should we do one more? Nah, I guess we'll save the next 90-day fiancé for another day.
Yeah.
So I just feel like Avery was completely in the wrong.
I do too. It's like you can have the capacity to remember things and go back and say later, look, I really want to talk to you about some of the things you brought up during your lecture because they would disturb me if those are really your thoughts on relationships since we're starting one. And it's perfectly valid, but your timing sucks to do it the minute after he ate his dick. I mean, really.
I got to tell you, I don't think this relationship coaching business is going to go well after this episode.
I told you once before that I know this girl who is really has really had a kind of a messed up life, and she does make some really odd life decisions. And she told me that she has spent a lot of money on classes on becoming a life coach, and I was just like, oh honey, no.
I feel that if you decide to be a life coach, you are admitting you have failed at life. Because like, nobody grows up and goes, I want to be a life coach, I have all the answers. You have fucked up, and now you're just looking to find people that are slightly more fucked up than you.
Maybe
you fucked up your life and then fixed your life and then figured you could help other people.
You know, that's the same thing. Yeah. That's the same thing with all these born-agains. You know, they got to be like freebasing coke off a hooker's ass, and then they get that shit out of their system, and then they're going to tell how you to live. Fuck you. I've been living fine without you, and I never did coke off a hooker's ass because that's expensive. What a waste of cocaine. But
I still have my coke off a hooker's ass. A day is coming to me.
I don't need
Don't tell me now I can't.
I don't need life coaches. I don't need relationship coaches. I don't need somebody to go, yeah, put it in her, bud. Put it in her. Give her high and hard. I don't need that shit.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Who?
My relationship coach would be in the room as I consummated a relationship. If I'm going to pay somebody to be my relationship coach, I want them right there when I need it most. I need somebody cheering me on and go, you can do it! Because I don't know if I can.
I think it's kind of like you can do her.
Yeah, I guess it would be
you
insulting.
Can do her.
Yeah, I guess if he goes, you can do it, and then she's laying there, she might have second thoughts. Not that there's a stranger yelling in the room, but that this guy used the wrong pronoun.
I think you can anybody yelling you can do her in the room when you're trying to be with somebody, that's already the problem.
No, I call that college.
Is that coaching?
Yeah, it most certainly is. I think life coaches are the biggest bullshit.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's a more specific kind of therapy. I don't think that they're all necessarily bullshit.
I don't know.
You know, it's funny. If this was a hacky morning radio show and I was a comic guest, you know what, guys? I don't need a life coach. What I could have used in my marriage was a lifeguard. Tell us more.
I like how Pip does a mocking laugh at one of Joe's biggest bits. She had no idea. I just sat there and wait, and Pip mocked one of Joe's biggest laughs. That was fucking tremendous. That was worth showing up for.
No,
no backpedaling. We heard you go, no backpedaling. You mocked one of his biggest, the only difference between Joe doing that now and doing it during his show is there's no whistle. That's the only difference. You mocked.
No, I was being the idiot on the morning show with him.
The only difference is you're the idiot on the evening show.
That's right.
You mocked
him. That's why I went, oh. That's what I do.
She mocked Joe's biggest. She mocked Joe's biggest bit, and I loved every moment of it. Loved it.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, don't fucking backpedal.
Well, no, don't worry.
Nobody wants an apologetic heckler. Nobody wants that. Boo, you suck. I don't really mean it. I just had a really rough day, and I'm acting out. I hope you can forgive me. Nobody wants that. If you're going to heckle, stick to your heckle.
No, I wasn't heckling him.
Oh, look.
I was being the morning show doofus.
And this is why you can't be a life coach. You're so wishy-washy. Well, what do you think you should do? Fuck you. Ugh. You should not be a life coach, Pip. You should not. You should be a lifeguard. Ugh. It's actually a good joke when Joe does it. But it was fun to watch Joe satirize it and Pip just shit on it. I will admit that. I enjoyed that.
Let me tell you something. It's like when I do that bit, and like I said, that usually gets an applause break or something like that, but they're a nice, you know, the crowd just isn't into it or whatever, and you do that bit, you get nothing. And you go to do the second act out of the bit, and you're like, I just want to jump in a fucking car.
He just blew his whistle once and just left.
Oh, it's so painful when you have a joke that you always hit, and it doesn't, and you just look at them like, really?
It's just silent, yeah, and it's like, are you fucking people kidding me?
The fuck is wrong?
Going, should I do the second act out? Should I quit the business? Should I blow the whistle again? Should I blow my head off? You know?
You should blow.
Oh, fun. Oh, comedy. I miss you, my mistress lady.
This video sucks. It went black again. Ugh.
Once you go black.
Shut up, stupid.
It never comes back.
No, it does. Oh, Facebook Live. Facebook Live just really, really sucks.
It's really difficult.
I can't believe people do comedy on this platform.
I don't know how. I don't think that it goes. It can handle going over an hour.
It can't handle this type of comedy, my friend.
It can't handle the truth.
Can't handle this nonsense. I'm just getting this back on. Come on.
You know, there's always something.
No.
Yep.
It just sucks.
It's Tech Tuesday.
Yes.
I like Taco Tuesday
better. I think
better.
Become one of those categories on Facebook.
Yep. There we go.
Big Tech Tuesday.
There we go. All right. I am also going to disconnect the broadcaster and reboot that too, because I don't like the levels. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I don't like the levels I'm getting. But when I come back, the first thing you will hear is music. It'll be a short break. It's going to be a DJ Nicholas Maxwell and DJ Combo with Blue Da Badi. It's actually a song, you know, Blue Da Badi. It's a fun song. So I'm just going to restart everything, and we'll come right back, and then we'll get into. A sheriff who don't want to enforce the law. We'll get into that. See, that seemed to be, we did a poll about that, and it seemed to be very polarizing, if you will. All right, let me fix some shit. You guys, Joe and Pip, don't go anywhere. Let me just fix this shit. You guys watching, don't go anywhere. I'm going to fix this stuff.